Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad to know that my guest this half hour showed up, as she always does. Never occurred to me that Grace Marie Turner wouldn't be here. Grace Marie is president of the Galen Institute. She's one of the world's experts on healthcare public policy. She's the editor of Empowering Healthcare Consumers Through Tax Reform, and she's one of my best friends in the Brain Trust. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
It is such a pleasure always to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. I was teasing about you being here. My previous guest didn't show up.
Oh, how awful.
After,
what were we supposed to talk about? Shall we talk about that too?
Well, I went off. I kind of had a little rant. It's kind of unusual for me to do something like that, but I went off on him a little bit. But anyway, that's what I was joking a little bit about. I always know I can count on you. Grace
Well,
Marie,
and your listeners know they can count on you because you have more interesting things to say than all your guests put together. So
yeah, I don't know about that. I appreciate that, Grace Marie. One of the big issues in the campaigns going on right now is in the area of healthcare. Everybody, the two Democrat candidates have their versions of what they think healthcare should look like in America when they become president. Senator McCain, the Republican presumptive nominee, has his ideas, and I don't know anybody on the planet who can do a better job of explaining the three versions and helping us sort through them. Will you do that, please?
I will, and you know, I'm given about 10 speeches over the next couple of weeks just exactly on this issue, and had a piece in the Wall Street Journal about a month ago talking about some of the candidates are talking about. You know, I think sort of big picture, one of the things that's most interesting to me is the incredible difference in philosophy and concept between the Republican candidates and the Democratic candidates. We hear some more about it on the Democratic side. We'll talk about that in a minute because there are some differences. But the Republican candidates really believe that we can move toward a system in which we have much greater individual control over insurance, so people don't have to lose their health insurance if they lose or change their jobs, that we can get the market to work properly by having more competition in the health sector, especially for health insurance that's so highly regulated at the state level that, you know, in many states it's take it or leave it, plus all of the state regulations that make it so expensive. But on the Democratic side of the aisle, the proposals are very, very heavily prescriptive and would inject a much bigger role for the government. So the Republicans
is Mr. McCain, let's talk some specifics about Mr. McCain.
Yeah.
Now, I never have really known, as you know, I'm not the expert you are in the healthcare field, but I'm sure I'm an interested amateur in these things, and I never really have heard Mr. McCain be an advocate for any particular philosophy of healthcare before.
This has not been a key issue for him, but you know, he did an hour of Q&A about his philosophy and his plan before.
What did he say?
Several prominent journalists, and he also has got some stuff on his website at, I guess it's SeanMcCain.com. He really believes that we need to reform the way we finance. The federal government provides subsidies for health insurance. For example, right now, you can only get a generous tax break for health insurance if your employer writes a check. And he says, mm-hmm. That's not right. You know, people should be able to get the same tax break if they get health insurance on their own as if they get it through the workplace. So he wants a level playing field. so that you don't have to have your health insurance
The reason that fits perfectly with the 21st century is because more and more people are not beholden to big major corporations for their livelihood.
Yeah, and if we don't do something about this, the number of uninsured is going to go up and up and up. It's 47 million now. And
right.
If we don't get this policy in line with our economy, where 4 in 10 workers change jobs every year.
Right.
But then we're going to continue to have people falling through the cracks of health insurance. So he wants to do that.
Are you the least bit concerned? Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Grace Marie. You know, John McCain is a mercurial animal.
Yeah.
I like him on many levels. But he's not all that predictable. Maybe that's why I like him. I don't know. But I'm going to ask Grace Marie about, his commitment to this philosophy she's talking about right now. Right after these messages, 20 till, here's Chicago to take us out. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. That's Galen with one L dot O-R-G, right, Grace Marie?
That's right.
GALEN.org. You can find out more about what Grace Marie and her fine organization are doing to work on healthcare public policy to influence the policymakers so that it makes more sense. And I'll tell you, folks, nobody's working harder to make healthcare policy fit what you and I need as small business owners. And that is to make it portable, to make it market-based. And Grace Marie, thank you for all the hard work you're doing.
Well, thank you. And I should give a little disclaimer that one of the reasons that I think John McCain's position is better than Senator Clinton's or Senator Obama's is that I've actually been advising him and his campaign on his health policy proposals, as I did most of the other major Republican candidates.
Right. Well, good
so,
for you. But let me ask you this question then. Tell us why we should feel that he's now found religion in the free market portability of construct of healthcare policy. How can we believe that he's really worshiping at that altar?
You know, I think that it's sort of on two levels. I think he really does get this. He says that we just do not need a bigger role for government in our health sector. If anything, we need to get government out of the way so that many of the forces that work in the rest of our economy can be put into work in our health sector. But I think the voters are going to, you know, whether or not he puts this as the top agenda if he were elected president, that's really going to be up to the voters to say, you know, use this what you said you were going to do during the campaign. You need to get on with it. You need to take some action. So
yeah.
It will be dependent upon the success of his presidency were he elected that he actually takes action and takes action consistent with
what
he promised in the campaign.
Here's what concerns me and maybe some other people, and I know some other people, Grace Marie. The two biggest enemies of what you and I hold dear with regard to healthcare public policy on the planet Earth is Ted Kennedy and Feingold.
Yeah.
Senators Kennedy and Feingold.
Right.
And we already know Mr. McCain has been a partner with them in controversial legislation. So I hope that if he becomes president, that he spends more time with Grace Marie Turner and less time with Ted Kennedy.
Yeah, well, I hope that's right, too, and that's true on a number of other issues, too.
Exactly.
Right.
So as far as I'm concerned, the jury's out on him, not because he's got bad numbers on health care, but because he doesn't have really any kind of numbers on health care, and I'm worried about that. Let me say this, I'm not as worried about him anymore now that I know he's listening to you.
Well, he is, and, you know, I'm one little voice, but I do think that he's on the right track, and it's very different from what the Democrats are saying. I mean, the Democrats are all of them. They are going to demand that employers pay a government-determined percentage of health care costs. That's going to be basically a gigantic new tax. And not only that, but employers who are doing their best to provide health coverage now, at least they can work to negotiate with the company what coverage they can afford. No longer true. The government tells you what the insurance is. That is now going to be required. And anybody who's out there selling insurance, insurance is going to become much more of a publicly regulated utility than actually a market-based choice commodity. Now, they all talk about choice, but when you look at the plans, you're thinking, this doesn't look anything like any markets I've ever heard of.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you differentiate between Obama and Clinton plans?
You know, I listened to the person who's advising Senator Obama, who's actually, by the way, actually is on Senator Kennedy's staff, and he said, you know, the Kennedy and Obama plan are 95% the same, and I agree with that. But
the Clinton and Obama plan
are 95% similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Much bigger role for government, much more prescriptive, big role for employers. But the difference is that Hillary would require, she would have an individual mandate that require every single person in this country to have health insurance. And you would be fine. She's sort of backed into a corner, said, yeah, you would only have to garnish people's wages if they don't buy health insurance.
Folks, she actually said that. I've read the script to you on this show. I've read the specific words that she said,
yeah.
and it was basically that you know, somebody might have to have their wages garnished.
And it's a big new tax, you know, that's all it is. But people who think, oh, well, the individual is going to be required to buy health insurance, now that will get employees off the hook. Not on a bet. Every single one of these plans, from the California plan, Hillary's plan, Senator Wyden's plan, a number of others that would have an individual mandate for health insurance, all of them lock in the employers and not only tell them that employers have to pay, they're very prescriptive about the growing share that employers must pay. Hillary's plan would have some subsidies for small businesses, but you know what's going to happen to subsidies. The
yes.
costs are going to go up, the subsidies
yep.
are going to go down.
That's right.
And it's the individual mandate immediately becomes an employer mandate. And we wind up with a system, you know, a restaurant owner told me one time, he said, you know, I have sometimes the people work for me for 3 days. How on earth am I going to sign them up for health insurance?
Right, right, exactly.
It doesn't work in this economy to tie
yeah.
health insurance
That's
to the workplace.
That's a really good point.
But they're going to lock it in to the workplace.
That's right. Stand by, Grace Marie. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, with the Galen Institute. That's GALEN.org. I encourage you to check it out and support the good work that they do there. I'm going to take a quick one, 10 till, right back after these messages. More good information from Grace Marie Turner. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. Check them out. And I think you'll like them. I know you'll like the price, because there is no price. It's all free. No barrier to entry. That's been my plan since day one, was to bring you the best information I could on to help you in your small business and to make sure it was available to you without any barrier to entry. If you can get here and hang out with us, we'll let you come on in and spend some time with us and use our stuff. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. She's the president of the Galen Institute, one of the world's experts on healthcare public policy, and she is advising candidate McCain on his healthcare plan. Grace Marie, I would like to encourage you to reintroduce. He probably already. I know he knows him pretty well, but to reintroduce John McCain with Senator Enzi.
Yeah, that's right. I think
because I think I'd like to see John McCain. If John McCain would embrace Senator Enzi's small business health plans philosophy, I think he'd pick up a lot of small business votes.
Well, and that's exactly the philosophy. I don't know if he specifically endorsed that legislation, but he certainly has said that I want to be able to let people buy health insurance in new kinds of groups, you know, whether it's churches or labor unions or small business health plans. So I will make sure that Senator Enzi, and Senator Enzi is really committed to getting something done.
He is a wonderful American.
Yeah, he's great.
And I really would like to see if he could, in my opinion, he could do something really easy. He could just have Senator Enzi wander around with him, and whenever he says health care, he just said, let my friend Senator Enzi tell you about my health care policy.
Let me answer your question.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And then all of them, of course, think they might become then the vice president, so let him become a vice president.
Oh, I think Senator Enzi's too smart to be vice president. I think he's got much too intelligent to take that job. Okay, where are we stuck in this health care? Who are the people who are fighting against small businesses to get us market-based, portable health care? Who's the enemy here?
Well, you know, there are a lot of groups who just don't believe that the kind of market forces that now we know work, we've got lots of evidence, are going to work in the health sector. And there's
I want to throw one name out, and then because I want to get this one on the table and let people know where I stand. AARP, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, and they
AARP is not the friend of a small business.
It's not. They are not.
With regard to health care.
I am not a member,
nor have I ever been a member of AARP.
Nor are the big labor unions, like the Service Employees International Union, Andy Stern.
They're not a friend of portability and market-based health care.
Let me tell you what's happened. Those two have joined forces in a new organization called Divided We Fail to really advocate for change in healthcare. And guess who's joined them? This is really going to surprise your listeners. The National Federation of Independent Business is now joined the AARP and the SEIU labor union to, in this national effort, spending millions of dollars to say we've got to do health care reform and it has to cover everybody. It has to be universal coverage.
Now, see, I'm shocked at the NFIB thing. I'm going to get those guys on to get them to explain themselves if that's the case. And I believe you because you tell the truth, Grace Marie, but this
they
is the same organization. The NFIB is the same organization that basically was one of the main groups that shot down Hillary Care.
Absolutely right. And we cannot afford to lose them in this fight. And I do worry, you know, who you're working with makes a big statement about what your policy is. And we've got to make sure we don't lose the NFIB on
this. Well, I'm going to have to do some research on that and find out what's going on. I'll have to call Todd Todd Sottlemyre, and within the last couple of years, has become the new president. I'll have to check.
Well, and
with
they
him on
will
that.
Say that they are using this as a way of getting their message out about the need for change.
But my mother used to say, if you lie down with dogs, you're going to get fleas on you.
Yeah.
And if you associate with the AARP and the trade unions, then you're not. That's not sending a message that you're interested in free market healthcare solutions.
Right.
That's all there is to
very
it. There's
concerning.
No, there's, no, there's no other way to say that.
That's right. It worries me a lot. I've got a couple of things on my website about this if people are interested, galen.org.
All right. I appreciate that very much. Well, Grace Marie, you always bring us some really good stuff. And, folks, I'm not a bipartisan person on the healthcare thing. I'm a very partisan individual when it comes to healthcare. My partisanship is in favor of health of market-based portable healthcare that everybody has access to. That's my position, Chris Marie.
And you and I are on the same wavelength. You and I can form a coalition.
Well, I tell you what, I'll be your vice president, Grace Marie. You run for president, I'll be your vice president.
It's smart to be anybody's vice president.
Thanks, Grace Marie. I'll see you later. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.